Senate will come to order. Roll call.
Roll call for Wednesday, March 7th. Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
He's excused.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Esquibel.
Excused.
Scott. Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks. Hines.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Nicholas.
Excuse.
Nutting.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Bonflatern.
Here.
President Anderson.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
27 present, 3 excused.
Prayer by Reverend Biden.
I'd like to offer a collect and prayer for guidance. Let us pray. Almighty God, we commend to your gracious care in keeping all the men and women of this Senate. Defend them day by day by your heavenly grace. Strengthen them in their trials and temptations. Give them courage and grant them a sense of your abiding presence as they continue with the business before them. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Meeting clerk, please read the journal committee report.
Mr. President, dear Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March the 6th, 2012, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Nutting, Chairman.
Any objections? Being none, that report has been adopted. We have no doctor or no nurse of the day, so we need to be careful on the tight corners, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. On this day in history in 2003, scientists at Stanford announced they had transferred 6.7 gigabytes of uncompressed data from Sunnyvale, California to Amsterdam, Netherlands in 58 seconds. That data was sent via fiber optics cables and traveled 6,800 miles. Thought for the day. The Bible tells us to love our neighbors and also to love our enemies. Probably because they are generally the same people. And we have a very important birthday today. We planned to have cake with candles, but the fire code wouldn't allow. This is our very good readers, Dick Loesky's 80th, if you can imagine, 80th birthday. So congratulations. And I have another thing. Senator Martin, would you go get our chief cook out here on the floor? Send reinforcements. Where'd he go?
You wouldn't get surprised.
MIA. Maybe we'll have to do a call of the house. There you are. You come right up here. Please. Ron, I have to tell you, you fit us so well that most of us are going to have to see our tailors to get our suits and things let out when we go back. But
you know, I lost 4 pounds.
Oh, wow. Well, anyway, this is a statement of our appreciation for what you do around here. So, a Senate resolution providing for the recognition of Ron Kosicki's service in the Wyoming Senate, giving thanks to his for his management of the Senate break room, and expressing our appreciation for keeping the members of the Senate and the Wyoming Senate, of staff and the Wyoming Senate, properly hydrated and fed during the legislative session. So, be it resolved, Ron Kosicki began working with the Wyoming Senate in 2011, has served as a day watchman since then, and he is also the, quote, busboy in the Senate because of his many talents of fixing fabulous lunches with tasteful presentation, and gives above and goes above and beyond his call of duty, including his famous chicken soup. And Ron has a reputation of being sweet, caring, and modest, while at the same time sticking to his guns and ensuring senators and staff keep the break room up to the spotless standard that everyone has become to expect from Mr. Clean. And he prepared lunch for the House and Senate leadership every Monday, serving his delicious food on chafing dishes using real china and silverware as placemats, and Chef Kosicki's culinary talents have contributed greatly to the body's ability to make it through endless debate late in the evening, and we surely miss being spoiled by him and look forward to his mealtime ministrations during the next year's session. So, the members of the Wyoming Senate sincerely thank you, Ron, for this dedicated service to the body, and especially for his professionalism, sense of humor, while carrying out his kitchen duties and responsibilities. That is, as the year session comes to an end, Ron may return to mornings of sleeping in and only having to worry about what he will eat for breakfast and lunch, although we hope he will spend some time trying our new recipes for the next session. That is, that this resolution be transmitted to you, and so that you may feel pride in serving the Wyoming Senate, and that he is the top chef in our book.
You sure you got the right guy?
I think I got the right. But before we shake on the deal, we have to have something. The top, the chef of the top chef. So with this, if you really want to be a chef extraordinaire, this is the uniform that will be of the day from here on.
Okay. Well, thank you. Mr. President,
thank you. A few words if you like.
Well, really, I'm just one of a team of 30 that's here to serve you, and it's been my pleasure. And It's my fellow Senate staffers that have all pitched in and I think deserve recognition like this. So, again, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Concurrences?
There it is.
Oh, message from the house, yeah. Okay. I think we'll have messages from the house.
All right.
March the 6th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 244, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate file 97, Wyoming Retirement Act. Ayes 40, noes 18, excused 2. March the 6th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 242, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 57, Education Accountability. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 4, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. March the 6th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 243, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 58, Health Insurance Exchange Study. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 8, excused 2. The House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. March the 6th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 245, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 21, exceeding speed limit while passing, ayes 53, excused 7. House Bill 26, contractor residency provisions, ayes 53, excused 7. House Bill 27, Extension of Energy Producing States Coalition, ayes 52, excused 2. House Bill 35, Notarial Certification of Business Entity Instrument, ayes 58, excused 2. House Bill number 87, Mixed Martial Arts, ayes 58, excused 2. March 6, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 251, Joint Conference Committee report adopted, recedes from non-concurrence. Mr. President, House Bill 90, Baseline Scientific Assessment. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, excused 3. March the 6th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 252, Joint Conference, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a light committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 27. The House conferees are Representative Brown, Chairman, Representatives Gear and Branish. March the 6th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 253, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 85. The House conferees are Representative Lockhart, Chairman, Representatives Roscoe and Stubson, Patricia Benskin, House Chief.
Now I believe that we're ready for any concurrences we might have. Senator Rothfuss, go ahead.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we have behind you in the balcony a group of young students from Linford Elementary School in Laramie that are here to visit us and watch the legislature in action. I'd ask the Senate to give them a nice welcome and a round of applause. Hear, hear.
Welcome, students, and we hope that you enjoy your day with us today. Senator Scott, are you ready in regard to message number 243 having to do with Senate File 58?
Yes, Mr. President.
With that, we'd like to have that read in, please.
March the 6th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 243, Concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 58, Health Insurance Exchange Study. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 8, excused 2. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do concur with House amendments to Senate File 58, Health Insurance Exchange Study. This was joint committee bill on that subject. Mr. President, the House did three things, one of which is definitely positive, one of which is debatable, and one of which mucks it up a little bit, but not enough to justify fussing with them. Mr. President, the House committee added a symposium. We're trying to persuade some other states to join us in one of these health exchanges. Maybe might be a way that Wyoming could afford to do one jointly with other states, but there are some problems in doing that. That matter of judgment, whether you like them or not, but the harm is limited by the fact the appropriation is only for $25,000 total, and we need to spend some of it on something else. So I think that's probably all right. The second amendment they added, the bill has to this study committee, has a representative from the tribes appointed, and the amendment makes it clear that the governor does that appointment. I think that's a good thing. That's harmless. And then they put in a provision that we can't accept any more money from the feds on developing these health insurance exchanges until the Supreme Court has ruled in the case. They're going to hear arguments in March, and a decision is widely expected before the term ends in June. Frankly, that's not a helpful amendment, but the timing is close enough so it doesn't do any harm either. We don't think, from what we know of the court cases, that unless the court throws out the whole of the national reform, which is probably unlikely, the issues don't reach the exchanges. The issues in the court case, frankly, aren't central to the whole Reform Act that was passed. So that amendment, while not helpful, is probably harmless. So on balance, Mr. President, I think we would be better off voting to concur, and I urge the Senate to vote aye.
Discussion? Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 58. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case excused. Christensen?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel excused. Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer? Nicholas excused. Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 4 noes, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 58. Senator Scott, are you also ready in regard to Message 234?
Yes, Mr. President.
I'd ask that be read in at this time.
March the 6th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, Message Number 234, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 34, Medicaid Option Study. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting this listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do concur on amendments to Senate File 34 and Medicaid Option Study. Again, this is a joint interim bill from your Labor Committee, and I'm going to ask you to vote no. Mr. President, the basically they changed one provision to specify the Department of Health where the governor had designated that department. That's harmless. They inserted a list of things they wanted us to look at in the disability waiver program. That's fine. They're sensible things and probably what we would ask for anyway, but that's fine. And then what they did was they removed, the Senate had put in a provision that any contracts here were going to be exempt from the state contracting system. And that was done because we have had long and hard experience, at least Committee 10 has, that if you vote for a study in one session and want the results in time to be useful for the next session, you have to go outside the state contracting system. It's just way too cumbersome. And so when the House removed that provision, they left us with either having to extend the study another year, which we don't want to do and shouldn't want to do and don't have a mechanism to do, or getting by without the use of contractors because you can't get them in a timely enough fashion. And that would be feasible, Mr. President, but it would, we think, decrease the quality of the study quite a bit. I went back and asked them what they were thinking, and I think there is a reasonable compromise to be had that everybody can live with. So I will urge the Senate to vote no. We can go back and get a compromise in conference committee and bring it back.
Thank you, Senator Scott. Is there any discussion? Go ahead, Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Just also on their amendment that deals with page 4, I thought that was something that you probably would have some concerns about, and I didn't hear your comments on it.
Any other discussion before Senator Scott responds to the other good senator? Seeing none, Senator Scott, would you like to make a response, please?
Okay. Let me make sure I understand which amendment he's talking about, Mr. Chairman. The amendment on,
if you want to make that reference again, Senator Bebout, so we, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's the second reading amendment number 3 to page 4 of the engrossed on the bottom of the second page.
Bottom of the second page. The
bottom of the second page of the concurrence request.
Yeah, page 4, taking out lines 9 through 11. Mr. President, I forgot to mention that. I view that one as harmless. I think we'll do it anyhow, in spite of it not being specified in the statute. So, Mr. President, I don't think that's an issue. The issue is over the contracting, which is something real.
Thank you, Senator Scott. The motion is that the Senate do occur on Senate File 34, and you've been asked to vote no. And at this time, Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard? No. Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case excused. Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquibel excused. Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas excused. Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Ross? Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Bonflatern?
No.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote?
Perkins, aye to no.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 noes, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 34. Joint Conference Committee would be Scott, Nutting, and Dockstader. Senator Coe, are you ready in regard to message number 242?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
I'd ask that be read in at this time.
March the 6th, 2012, from House of Representatives, message number 242, concurrence requested. Mr. President.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Mr. President?
Yes, go ahead, Senator Coe.
I would move message number 242, being original Senate file 57, education accountability, and ask the body to vote no. Members of the Senate, this is it's a big bill. It's the bill that we worked on in the interim that was handed off to the Joint Education Committee. Actually, when you look at the concurrence request, it looks like they fussed with it quite a bit. Actually, a lot of the stuff they did was pretty good. They create goals for education accountability, but there really are three things that I think we'd like to go talk about. The first you'll find on page 4 of the concurrence request. They provide a waiver for schools for the 16-to-1 requirement in grades K through 3 if they exceed expectations. I'd like to talk to them about that. On page 6, you'll see where they changed the assessment grades. They took out grades K through 2 and inserted grades 3 through 8. We'd like to talk to them about that. Then the other major change I think that we need to visit about is on page 4 and 5 of the concurrence request. We had in the Senate, you take the ACT in grade 11, and if you are not college ready, you take it again in grade 12. They put new language in there to, if you are not college ready in grade 11, that you take a computer adaptive test in grade 12 on only reading and math. Now, I'm not real sure that they can even do that. I'm, checking with staff, but those are the changes that I think we'd like to visit about. They actually did some good stuff. They cleaned up the Standing Committee Amendment. They made some other good amendments and asked the body to vote no because they did fuss with it enough that we need to go talk to them.
Discussion? Question being called. The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 57. You've been asked to vote no. And I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call roll.
Student with disabilities.
Barnard? Bebout,
no.
Burns,
no.
Case excused, Christensen,
no.
Coe,
no.
Cooper,
no.
Dockstader,
no.
Driscoll,
no.
Emmerich,
no.
Esquibel excused, Geis,
no.
Hastert,
no.
Hicks,
no.
Hines,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Johnson,
no.
Landon,
no.
Martin,
no.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas excused, Nutting, Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Ross,
no.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
no.
Von Platern,
no.
President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 noes, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 57. Following committee, conference committee, joint conference committee, would be Coe, Rothfuss, and Jennings. Bill's on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a consent list for me? Do you have Go ahead, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a consent list and move the third reading consent list as follows. House Bill 31, Obsolete Laws. House Bill 46, Handicap Parking, Space and Size and Marking. space size and marking. House Bill 51, industrial siting impact payments. House Bill 77, charter schools, average daily membership. House Bill 89, workplace safety, employer assistance. House Bill 113, critical access endowment challenge program. House Joint Resolution 1, resolution in support of Anwar Energy Development. House Joint Resolution 3, resolution parents' rights. House Joint Resolution 7, resolution conscious rights. And House Joint Resolution 8, National Day of the Cowboy.
Would anyone like any of these bills or joint resolutions removed from the consent list? I'll go to Senator Hastert first.
House Joint Resolution 3, House Joint Resolution 7, and House Joint Resolution 8.
I would now go to Senator Meyer.
House Bill 51.
Now go to Senator Dockstetter.
Mr. President, House Bill 108.
Repeat that, please.
Mr. President, House Bill 108.
Is already... Yeah, I think that's already been removed, but that's okay. Anyone else? Any further... bills to be removed from the consent list.
Me?
Having been read three separate times, let me take some of these, before I do, close some of these mics. Okay, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the Senate? House Bill 31, House Bill 46, House Bill 77, House Bill 89, and House Bill 113. I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case excused. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel excused. Geis?
Aye.
Hastert? Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas excused, Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
On the consent list, 27 ayes, 3 excused. House Bill 31, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 31, 27 ayes, 3 excused. House Bill 46, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 46, 27 ayes, 3 excused. House Bill 77, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 77, 27 ayes, 3 excused. House Bill 89, are there any changes?
Burns,
aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 89. 26 ayes, 1 no, 3 excused. House Bill 113. Are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 113. 27 ayes, 3 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 31, House Bill 46, House Bill 77, House Bill 89, and House Bill 113 have passed the Senate. Other bills on third reading. House Bill 51, third reading of the House bill.
House Bill number 51, sponsored by Representative Madden, Industrial Siding Impact Payments, an act relating to impact assistant payments. No, I have to do that. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Anyone like to speak to this bill? Senator Meyer, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, actually on and for the bill. Necessarily, I don't like the industrial siting impact program the way it currently sets. I think this bill actually improves it, makes it a little bit more fair for the folks that do receive the impact funds. But I want to draw the body's attention to the impact assistant payments forecast. And I want you to realize that in this biennium that we just went over the budget, that there's $29 million worth of general funds that none of you got to see. You didn't get to see it for your DD program. You didn't get to see it for any other communities that were out there for any type of assistance. You didn't get to see it for practically any other special interests or anything that you wanted to see happen in this state. Because it was taken out without an appropriation automatically and transferred into this program. Now, folks, I think we live in a time where we can't do that anymore. We just don't have the funds to have these automatic withdrawals. And I think it was evident when we basically were going to sunset the ethanol program. We couldn't have that automatically withdraw from the highway department because our roads are in bad shape. But here's $29 million that could have went through roads. $29 million that could have went to community colleges. $29 that could have went to any Medicaid program. $29 that could have went to any one of your communities. Now, true, there are impacts. But we're going to have to bring these things through the legislative appropriation process at some point in time. I don't believe we can afford to do it. If I could have found any wiggle room in this thing to actually sunset this program, I think we could have had a debate on it. But we can't have that debate. But I urge you to vote for this bill because it makes this impact assistance program a lot better than it is as it stands today.
Other discussion? Senator Ross, let's go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on and against this bill, I certainly am sensitive to the fact that we need to revise this Industrial Siting Act and that we have some problems. But, you know, this is not a general fund appropriation the way we're doing it right now. It's a diversion of resources. So that means that resources definitely have to be there. The taxes definitely have to be earned, and then a portion of them are diverted. What we're looking at changing it towards is a situation where you may not have the taxes available. Then we truly would be drawing upon the general fund. That's the difficult road that we don't necessarily want to go down, where if you have a large enough project, a multi-billion dollar project, then you're looking at having to draw perhaps $100 million, if you have a, say, $4 billion project, out of the general fund for that project without necessarily knowing that you have the income stream or revenue or the tax base to provide that $100 million in advance. So, Mr. President, while I definitely see that we have some problems and that we have what is effectively an obsolete siting act, this is not a solution to it. This is something that we need to come back and find a better alternative to in the future. We don't have any third reading amendments to solve the problems that we've observed. At this time, we need to get rid of this bill, look for a better one next time, and try and solve the problem in the future, Mr. President. So I urge a no vote on this one.
Other discussion? Senator Perkins, go ahead.
President, just a couple of points, and we'll try really hard not to repeat what's already been said in earlier debate on this bill. Mr. President, what we've done in this bill, or what this bill used to be, and if you look at the very place where we're taking this action, Mr. President, in the bill, Mr. President, we're taking these actions in 3915.111. 3915.111, Mr. President, is a distribution section for sales tax. The other place we're doing it is in 3916.111, which is a distribution. It's a law that's in this use tax section. It's how we distribute use taxes. What does this bill do now? Well, it used to be in its current form, those sections simply decide where and how the treasurer distributes money out under the sales and use tax regimes. What this bill does, and I talked with staff a little bit about this yesterday, about some of the constitutional issues, what he says this bill is now is it really is now a continuing appropriation. And that's one of the reasons that I really struggle with this bill is we have a continuing appropriation in a section of the statutes, Mr. President, that is really about distributing tax, sales tax and use tax receipts. So what we're doing, if we decide that this is the appropriate way to do it, what we're doing is making a continuing appropriation. We're determining that the impact assistance payments, Mr. President, as a continuing appropriation, are more important than other direct distributions that we would do through the budget bill. We're deciding, Mr. President, that they're probably more important than consensus distributions. We're deciding that the continuing appropriation we're making in the bill as it exists today is more important than any DD waivers. We're deciding it's more important than distributions to community colleges for capital construction or other assistance. We're deciding it's more important, this continuing appropriation is more important than state employee raises and benefits. And we're also deciding that I think it's already been said it's more important than general fund appropriations to the highways. I think we need to have an abundance of caution as we go and in a tax distribution provision of statutes that we're making a continuing appropriation, which is what this bill does, and that's why I'd urge you to proceed with caution and while I'll be voting no on the bill.
Questions? All right, Senator Scott, go ahead.
Mr. President, we've got a bill here that's an important bill. It's in an area where there are flaws in the law. It's debatable whether this bill makes the flaws better or worse. I think it improves things a bit, but it's clear, Mr. President, the Senate's judgment is divided on this bill. We're short three members who are away at a funeral. Would it be in order to ask this bill be laid back until this afternoon when we might have a better chance of having all 30 senators because we do still have 16 votes needed to pass the bill?
Senator Scott, I believe that would be acceptable. I believe it would be appropriate, especially in light of the fact we have some extra time today. So with that, I would ask that House Bill 51 be laid back till later in the day today. Are there any objections? Seeing none, House Bill 51 is laid back until later in the day today. House Bill 108, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 108, sponsored by Representative McComb, Professional Teaching Standard Board Teacher Certification, and Act relating to teacher certification, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment that is the Dockstader Amendment. I'd ask that be read in at this time.
House Bill 108, third reading amendment number 1 to engross copy, page 5, line 8.
Go ahead, Senator Dockstader.
Mr. President, I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 108. Members of the Senate, as we went through this, again, a reminder, no new money, no new positions, what we're doing here with the Professional Teaching Standards Board. They are receiving applications for the upcoming school year. They're ready to roll. They're ready to work this into the system, and they simply ask that with this amendment we make it effective immediately so they can be better prepared for the upcoming year. And so that's what the amendment is all about. Ask for your favorable approval on the amendment and the bill.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, third reading amendment number 1, House Bill 108. All those in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That amendment has passed. We are now back on the bill. Is there any further, Senator Schiffer, on the bill?
Mr. President, I urge the Senate to use caution with this bill. Let's look at what it does. And basically what it does is it takes away from local school districts authority that they already have. They can do background checks. They can do whatever, to whatever depth they want when they're hiring teachers. What this is doing is saying, wait a minute, the state is going to start doing this for you, but we're going to do it in a funny sort of way. We're going to do it through the Professional Teacher Standards Board, which is funded and run by the teachers And that way we don't have to incur any cost for the state to take something away from our local school boards, which they can do now, bring it under state control, and then make another agency do the work, which is why there's no fiscal effect on this bill, because the teachers, as they get licensed, pay for it. I've never seen that done, actually. But also, this is a time when I think we want to seriously question whether we want to grow state government, because sooner or later, we'll start paying for this program, as we should do. If we are mandating it that an agency go do it, we should pay for it. And we're dodging that bullet for today, but it'll come back. And remember, folks, local school boards can do this. They know who they want to hire. They can do the background check. They do it regularly, or at least in the districts I'm involved in. Why are we reaching out and saying you're no longer competent to do this for the protection of your students? There's no good reason for that. I urge you to use caution when you... No, don't use caution. No is the operative word for this bill. I urge you to vote it down.
Senator Rothfuss, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I think there might be some understanding as to what this bill does. There is no aspect of this bill that stops the school district from doing anything. This is additional information and additional authority for the licensing board so that they can deny a license application based on a background check, which they don't have the authority to do right now. In other words, if there's a license application at this point in time to our Professional Teachers Standards Board and they don't have the background information that they need, they can't basically say that this person should be denied a license, then they would basically, under statute, be licensing that individual as a teacher in the state of Wyoming, sending that license on to a school district, and then the school district would do a background check and might decide or may not decide whether to hire that teacher, but that potential teacher would have a license in hand from the state. This takes it back a step to make sure that those individuals that are committing felonies and have other crimes, convictions against them in their past would not get the license in the first place. Right? So this is an additional check. It's not taking away any of the authority for a school district, Mr. President. This is actually just giving more authority to the Professional Teacher Standards Board to make sure that nobody's getting a license if they're a convicted felon, so those school districts don't actually have to get those applications from previously convicted felons. Once again, I'll just finally reiterate, we're not trying to circumvent the process. As a matter of fact, we, to some small degree, on pages 4 and 5 of the bill, expand what a school district is entitled to do with going for a full criminal background check within their authority and a fingerprint if they ask for it, but that would then be at the district's expense. So not only do we not reduce what a school district is capable of, to a small degree we expand it, and then we make sure that our licensing board has the authority to deny an applicant that is a convicted felon. There's nothing about that process that is trying to diminish what the district is capable of, only to inform them, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the bill. I'm going to go to Senator Cohen, and I'll come back to Senator Bernard.
Well, Mr. President, I agree with all the remarks we just said, but I think there's one thing we have to remember. And I haven't historically been a big supporter of the PTSB, but I was here when it was created a number of years ago. But the point is that we have hundreds of applicants that are trying to get approved to go work in the school districts if the opportunity arises. It's 900 to 1,000 a year. Now, why is that? Because of what we do here. We fund schools better than anybody else in the country, and we pay teachers better than anybody else in the country. So the PTSB does have a lot of pressure on them right now, and I think this is a pretty good bill. I agree with all the remarks just said and ask that you support the bill.
Further discussion in regard to the bill? Senator Dockstetter, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ask the body move forward with this piece of work. A lot of work has gone into it, a lot of cooperation. It does have committee support, and it simply means that without it, we can end up with a teacher in the classroom without a background check. These children are important to us. I ask for your aye vote.
Ready for the question? Question being called. House Bill 108, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? I'd ask Chief Clerk to call the roll, please.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case excused. Christensen?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquibel excused. Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas excused. Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 17 ayes, 10 noes, 3 excused.
House Bill 108, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 108 has passed the Senate. House Joint Resolution Number 1. Third reading.
House Joint Resolution Number 1, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, a resolution in support of Anwar Energy Development, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Would anyone like to speak to the joint resolution? Question being called. House Joint Resolution Number 1. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns? Burns?
Aye.
Case excused. Christensen? No. Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich? Esquibel excused. Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas excused. Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 23 ayes, 4 noes, 3 excused.
House Joint. Let me finish this, please. House Joint Resolution 1. Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of members elected to the Senate, House Joint Resolution 1 has passed the Senate. House Joint Resolution 3, third reading of the joint resolution.
House Joint Resolution 3, sponsored by Representative Botten. Resolution Parents' Right, a joint resolution requesting Congress submit to the states a proposed amendment to the United States Constitution prohibiting the infringement of parents' rights, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. And my apologies for not getting up in front of that first one. I had asked for all the resolutions to be pulled out, and then I had just received some information about a relative of mine in Ohio that I got distracted for a moment. And members of the Senate, I just pulled all the resolutions off the consent list, just basically just a philosophical statement here. We've had resolutions in the past. We've been doing this for quite a few years, and I'm certainly going to, in the future, want to look at how business is done with resolutions, period. We have some of the history of resolutions. We have, between the two chambers, we have somewhere since 2007 had 80 resolutions. Only 16 have passed. That's around 20%. Members of the Senate, these cost several thousands of dollars of taxpayers' money. If you add them all up, you know, we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on resolutions. You know, resolutions are feel good. They really, you know, they go to organizations or they go to individuals that probably know how Wyoming already feels on a certain topic or something like that. And it's just a matter of, and I've been getting emails this year, and this is one that really is kind of crazy, and I know you all have, that we're getting emails from people that are making statements as though these resolutions are going to become law and do something.
Senator Hastert, Senator Hastert, I fully understand and appreciate your passion, but we are on House Joint Resolution 3. I will give you some latitude, but just as a reminder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President. That's basically all I wanted to say. Vote them up or down. You know, it's just a matter of you know, I certainly want to have further discussion with Management Council about resolutions in the future.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Maybe Management Council is the place to have this discussion, but certainly as a member of the legislature, each of us have that opportunity to bring resolutions if we want. And I am not in favor of taking away that right of any legislator to be able to bring forward these joint resolutions. The process works. Let's bring them into the system. Let's debate them, vote them up or down.
Okay. Any further discussion? Senator Bernard, I'd remind you that we've had offsetting opinions in regard to this whole issue of resolutions. If you would like to speak to House Joint Resolution 3, you are allowed. House Joint Resolution 3, Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm against House Joint Resolution number 3. Mr. President, I think we all support parents' rights. I think we all want to make sure that the government is not infringing upon parents' rights. But this amendment is kind of an interesting, this proposed U.S. constitutional amendment is an interesting one in that it addresses the Convention on the Rights of Children. And that's basically what it's trying to respond to. What makes it interesting is that this convention was signed in 1989. We're worried about it now, as we've continued to be worried about over the years, but we haven't signed or ratified this convention in 23 years. There's no indication that we're going to in the near future. And to be honest with you, I don't know how many of you have actually read the convention. It's really not that scary. It's basically a convention where countries around the world agree to treat their children well. That's what it says. And if you read all the details of it, there's nothing in there that says, let's be mean to kids, let's do bad things for kids, let's try to restrict people's rights to properly raise their kids. It's all very much, let's not hurt children, let's not work them too hard, let's not infringe upon their individual rights. So overall, it's not that bad of a treaty. But the United States doesn't sign treaties. We haven't signed very many treaties over the years, and we certainly haven't in recent years, because we take that very seriously. We do understand as a country that it is binding constitutionally above congressional legislation, and that's why we don't take these things lightly and we don't sign them. There's very little danger that over the next few years we're going to be signing that convention or at any time. If somehow we did, then we probably would need a U.S. constitutional amendment to ensure these rights if there are concerns at that point. But, Mr. President, we are proposing, as the Wyoming legislature, through this resolution, that we change the United States Constitution that has served us very well over the years because we're worried about something that hasn't happened in 23 years. So much that apparently the state of Wyoming thinks we need to go to Washington, D.C. and tell them that this is a great concern of ours. This is such a significant concern that we have written a resolution for it. And we've passed it through both bodies with great support. And we want someone somewhere to do something about it other than throw it into the trash can. And that's the statement that we're trying to make, Mr. President. And if you don't feel that strongly about it, we just heard some debate about whether these resolutions are important or not. Well, if you consider them to be important, then take this very seriously. Think it through and decide whether or not you want to amend the United States Constitution based on the evidence that you've seen regarding parental rights. And if you don't take these things seriously, vote against it. Because we shouldn't be having this much time spent on a discussion that you're not taking seriously. So either way, Mr. President, I'd encourage a no vote on this one, and probably will for the next one, and the next one after that.
On the resolution, go ahead, Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, on and for the resolution, when I get home in a couple of days and look at what has happened and what hasn't happened, if I don't vote for this, it's going to really question my ability to work with those two teenage boys at home. I'll be voting for this one. Thank you.
Question being called. House Joint Resolution 3. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case excused. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
No.
Esquibel excused. Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines? Jennings? Johnson? Landon? Martin?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas excused. Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 21 ayes, 6 noes, 3 excused.
House Joint Resolution 3, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Joint Resolution 3 has passed the Senate. House Joint Resolution number 7, third reading of the resolution.
House Joint Resolution number 7, sponsored by Representative Brechtel, Resolution Conscious Right. A joint resolution requesting Congress and the President of the United States to reverse the policy of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services regarding health plan coverage. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Is there any discussion in regard to House Joint Resolution 7? I'd call on Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you like that one, you'll love this one. At least this one, Mr. President, doesn't try to amend the Constitution, but once again, it does try to send a message to Washington, D.C., and it's a message that I'm concerned with. Mr. President, the first thing I'd like to say is that the rule that we're addressing right now that we would like to reverse already has an exemption for religious institutions. That was written into the first draft of it. That was a concern that if you are a religious institution such as a church, if over 50% of your employees share the same faith, that's a representative faith, that's a consideration, and therefore there would be an exemption for the contraception. I don't know if everyone understood that beforehand, that that was in the rule. What we're trying to, as a body, through this resolution, rail against is religiously affiliated organizations. So, for example, if I have a church that owns a corporation, whether or not I can control that corporation on behalf of the religious institution and manipulate what their health care program would fund or allow funding for. So that's the level we've reached, is actually whether or not a religious institution can control the health insurance that's provided by a corporation. And what I find is interesting about this message that we're sending is we passed a resolution last year proclaiming that the state of Wyoming strongly supported individual choice and freedom regarding the self-determination of their health care needs. That it's up to the individual, not up to the government, and hopefully not up to a corporation to make that choice for us. So we're in a situation here where what we're saying is no, in fact. It's not up to an individual. It is up to a corporation that is controlled, perhaps, by a religious institution. Because remember, this resolution does not say that the individuals get to make the choice. What it says is that the institution or the corporation gets to make the choice for all of its employees, regardless of their faith. This is a broad generalization. This is not giving individual freedom. This is giving corporations religious freedom under the First Amendment. Now, while we've given corporations previously the freedom of speech, which I find kind of odd myself, and we've done that as a country, this is kind of a new idea here, where we're giving a corporation or an institution the right to place upon its employees their religious beliefs and make sure that their health care coverage reflects the belief of that corporation. And I'm not entirely sure that's consistent with what we proclaimed last year as our intent to have individuals be the source of religious freedom, or excuse me, of religious freedom and healthcare freedom, whereas right now we're trying to provide that right to corporations. So when you read this resolution, I'm not sure this is a message that Wyoming truly does stand behind. It's certainly not one that I stand behind. And to the extent that this is saying that the legislature, members of the legislature, support it, then this is a message that perhaps we might not want to send. Once again, this is a matter of religious freedom and of individual rights and of individual choice. If you believe that a corporation should be able to decide what health care coverage goes to its individuals based on the beliefs of the owners of the corporation, then this is the resolution for you. If you believe that religion is an individual choice, those beliefs are an individual concept, and that we as individuals should be making our own health care choices, then I'd ask you to oppose this resolution, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator Scott, go ahead, sir.
Mr. President, this resolution is supporting the freedom of religion that's guaranteed by the first article of amendment to the Constitution of the United States. What's going on, Mr. President, is that there are churches, including one of the larger churches in this country, that maintain schools, that maintain hospitals, that do it as part of their religious mission. And they are being asked to pay for services that they view as immoral and against their religion. Now, Mr. President, I don't happen to agree with them. There are services that my church feels should be available and should be widely available. But I think it is immaterial what the rest of us think about that practice. This is a free country, and is their right to have that opinion? And yet they're being forced by the government to pay for things that they disapprove of. And I don't know, they may well be running those institutions through a corporate form. They may not be. I neither know nor care. The point is that they are being forced. And it's not just the religious institution we're talking about, it's the people that believe in that church. And we're forcing them. Now, the services are readily available. People can get them by paying for them. So it's not like we're saying, okay, you can't have them. It's what we're doing is we're forcing a church, Mr. President, to pay for things that they disagree with. And this resolution says, look, that violates the Free Exercise Clause of the First Article of Amendment, the Constitution of the United States. And that's what the evil is. That's what's wrong. And that is worthy of sending a message to Congress about.
Further discussion? Question being called. House Joint Resolution 7. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barnard? Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case excused. Christensen?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquibel excused. Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas excused. Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 19 ayes, 8 noes, 3 excused.
House Joint Resolution 7, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Joint Resolution 7 has passed the Senate. House Joint Resolution 8, third reading of the resolution.
House Joint Resolution Number 8, sponsored by Representative Lockhart, National Day of the Cowboy, a joint resolution requesting Congress and the Wyoming Governor to designate the fourth Saturday in July as National Day of the Cowboy, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Is there any discussion? Question being called. House Joint Resolution 8, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall a bill pass? I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case excused. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel excused. Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
No.
Hicks. Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas excused, Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Closing vote, closing,
Burns,
aye to no. Closing, vote closed. 23 ayes, 4 noes, 3 excused.
House Joint Resolution 8, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Joint Resolution 8 has passed the Senate. Do we have some enrolled acts? Senate Enrolled Act 37, Original Senate File 18.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 37 being Original Senate File 18, and Act relating to livestock.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 37, Original Senate File 18. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act 38, Original Senate File 49.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 38 being Original Senate File 49, an act relating to the term for Youth Board of Agriculture members.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 38, Original Senate File 49. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act 39, Original Senate File 52.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 39 being Original Senate File 52, and Act relating to reading, assessment, and intervention.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 39, Original Senate File Number 52. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 40, Original Senate File 99.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 40 being Original Senate File 99. and act relating to children.
Senate Enrolled Act 40, original Senate file 99, I'm about to sign. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 41, original Senate file 97.
Senate Enrolled Act number 41, being original Senate file 97, an act relating to the Wyoming Retirement Act.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 41, original Senate file 97. I'm so signed. House Enrolled Act number 26, original House Bill 11.
House Enrolled Act number 26, being original House Bill 11, an act relating to business entities.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 26, original House Bill 11. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 27, original House Bill 17.
House Enrolled Act number 28, being original House Bill 65, an act relating to banks and banking.
We read the front of one and the back of the other.
Okay, let's reintroduce this one. Yeah. All right, House Enrolled Act number 27, original House Bill 17.
All right. House Enrolled Act number 27, being original House Bill 17, an act relating to local governments.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 27, original House Bill 17. So signed. House Enrolled Act 28, original House Bill 65.
House Enrolled Act number 28, being original House Bill 65, an act relating to banks and banking.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 28, original House Bill 65. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 29, original House Bill 76.
House Enrolled Act number 29, being original House Bill 76, an act relating to liquor licenses.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 29, original House Bill 76. I'm so signed. House Enrolled Act number 30, original House Bill 92.
House Enrolled Act number 30, being original House Bill 92, an act relating to emergency telephone services.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 30, original House Bill 92. So signed. House Enrolled Act, Enrolled Joint Resolution number 1, original House Joint Resolution number 12.
House Enrolled Joint Resolution number 1, being original House Joint Resolution 12, a joint resolution requesting Congress to pass a comprehensive deficit and debt Reduction Plan and urging support from the President of the United States.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1, Original House Joint Resolution Number 12. So signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears our desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, Management Council will meet this afternoon in room 302 upon the call of the Speaker and the President to assign interim studies and discuss miscellaneous administrative items.
Thank you. Senator Schiffer, go ahead.
Mr. President, your committee number 8, travel, will convene back here in the back row upon adjournment.
All right. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I would also like to ask the same of the travel committee immediately upon the lunch recess.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Go ahead, Senator. Oh, okay. Senator Perkins.
Mr. President, the concurrence committee on 27 will meet on immediately on the noon recess of both bodies, and we weren't able to come concurrence on Senate 25. We'll resume that immediately at the conclusion of the concurrence committee on Senate file 25.
Other announcements?
Excuse me, I misspoke.
Okay.
The concurrence committee on Senate file 25 will begin immediately upon the conclusion of the concurrence committee of 27. Thank you, Senator.
There we go. All right, Senator Nutting.
Mr. President, if I may, I'd like to encourage the Senate to be considering their evening plans. The intercultural group from Turkey will be having a special program for us tonight. The reception starts at 6:30, the dinner at 7:10, and the guest speaker is our governor from Wyoming. We're going to have some special Turkish dances. It'll be a real fun evening, so start planning for events tonight.
Other announcements? Senator Cole.
President, just for the benefit of the body, I had this handed out today. This is on Senate File 57. This is some talking points that you can all take home. It might not be exactly like this because we still have to show the House the error in their ways on a couple of issues, but I did have this distributed today so you could take it home and use it for talking points on education accountability.
Okay. Any other announcements? Seeing none. You all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried. The Senate will stand recessed until 2 p.m. this afternoon. We are at recess.